This is a question everybody asked, so we thought it's best to be upfront and show you impact on DSP. Now, for those of you who've been coming here regularly for the last 4 to 6 quarters, you would have seen the difference on the right side as compared to the left side. The right side is if you take it without SEM, and that used to be a big difference in the old days, which indicated the business of SEM was suffering a lot. But now if you see the, between the left and right, yes, there is an improvement without SEM. Of course, there's an improvement, but because SEM has been able to reduce its own costs, because SEM has been able to reduce its cost of credit, it's now becoming much less of a drag on the rest of the bank. So consequently, while financials definitely improve without SEM, the improvement is not as significant in the past quarters, which in a way also means the SEM business is now trying to pay its way back, right? So that's the good news story in this slide here. Liquidity, if you go to the next page, liquidity very stable, extremely stable, LFR right with the norms, absolutely flat across this. Even our consolidated LFR, absolutely in line with industry, in line with what we do. We are very watchful on liquidity. We have regular ALCOs, we have regular meetings, absolutely no problems on liquidity. Capital structure, yes, we continue to have strong capital. We are almost at 22%, and if you look at our adequacy ratio, it's 23.2%, despite all the operational risk, market risk charges. So very strong underlying capital structure in here. And given our aspirations of growing in 2018 and 2019, this capital ratio obviously will come helpful to manage our growth. Now, always ask questions. Next one, which businesses specifically, what are the outstanding? If you look at this, I mentioned this earlier. So here's the growth. You see here very clearly, it's SME, consumer leading the way, which is the way we wanted it, and that's the way it's happening. Enterprise banking, of course, pitching in. We've always mentioned we will be very selective in enterprise banking, mostly in the middle level, lower and smaller emerging corporates or larger commercials. That's what our sweet spot is. That's where we will focus. So these are the four few businesses which have done well. Now, if you look at SEM at the bottom, we keep it always separate. We've reduced our outstandings. And with this reduced outstandings, we've got lesser NPLs, lesser write-offs, better COC, etc. And that's really helped a lot on the bottom line. So this is exactly as how we would want and as how we've stated in our strategy in the last few quarters. Moving on, Adira, I mentioned it earlier in terms of units. For two-wheelers, definitely not pretty, but we are very clear. We are not going to do what the rest of the players in the industry are doing. We are going to remain prudent. We rather let go of market share because these things come back to haunt you in less than 6 months. So we are clear on what we will play in the two-wheeler. On the other hand, we've been focusing in the last few quarters on four-wheelers. There's an opportunity in there. So we've been lots more aggressive than the industry in the four-wheelers. This is in the smaller car segments, passenger cars, and this is in the commercial, and my colleague Hafid can elaborate later. But that's exactly in line. In rupiah terms, the values were up. But as I mentioned earlier, net-net because of runoff, the growth was only 2%. If you go to the next page, you will see our focus largely is basically now more and more on the what we call non-mass market segments. Whilst Adira continues to be a mainstay, the reduction of SEM keeps reflecting here. Over a year ago, we were at 25% mass market contribution. We are now at about 22%. Yes, and that would be the trend that will continue, but Adira will remain a focus for us. In terms of risk-adjusted NIMs, as we say, still flat, still very good, largely helped owing to reduction of COC and, of course, lower cost of funding. So that's on the environment. NPLs, I've already mentioned. Here are the numbers, the proofs in the pudding and eating it. So here are the numbers. In rupiah terms, much lower than last year. Despite the economy, improving, but not that well. NPL is well under control. In percentage terms, too, we are below 3%, which is what our internal aspiration was last year, to definitely go below 3, so we are now at 3. So that's 2.8, 2.9. So that's pretty good, too. In terms of sector, the next page, NPL, always is a movement. There have always been some questions about some classification. In the past, we have shown you classification based on central bank, that's for the reporting. So we've kind of changed some of the classification that my colleague Adnan will explain to you. that these movements are in line with industry trends in here. It's basically coal mining and a little bit of steel industry, which continues to show some stress. But apart from that, we are on top of other sectors. COC, next page, if you go on. COC ratios, much better than last year. Almost every business contributing to that, right from mass market, even Adira, SME, mortgages, everyone. It's an uptick. It's only because of enterprise banking. We've always said we will remain conservative, prudent, ahead of the curve in terms of provisioning, and that's where we are. So notwithstanding all that, our cost of credit overall for the bank is significantly better than previous year. I mentioned about fee income. It's at page 14. Fee income, yes, we didn't do as well as we expected, largely owing to credit income from Adira. So that's our target in 2018 to catch up from all of those things. But if you look at bank assurance, which is another key strategy of ours, that has done pretty well last year. And bank assurance will continue to be our focus for 2018 too. So that kind of sums up from our side here. Those are my comments. Those are our numbers. We now leave you to ask questions. If you need any help, clarifications, be very happy to take some of them.
Thank you, Palu.
You've heard from Malu. I'm sure by now you've gone through some of the numbers that we gave you in the hard copy. We're happy to take your questions now. Who would like to start the ball rolling?
Congratulations. Congratulations for the strong results. Sorry, I'm James from Deutsche Bank. Just quick question about your NIMs. It's been quite resilient. What are you targeting for next year? And in terms of OPEX, cost-to-income ratios has been quite stable. Is this the new norm? And in terms of loan growth, can you give some color what that might look like this year?
What was the first question?
Expectation of NIMs.
Yeah. I think on NIMs, as we transform from a mass market portfolio to be more of a universal model that incorporates the mass market, retail, as well as the small SME and commercial, I expect that, like everybody else, NIM will fall, but we do not expect NIM to fall by a great deal because we still have a very strong operation in Adira Finance. Adira Finance continues to, in a way, continues to surprise us in the way they're able to price quite well and at the same time keep their NPLs down. So on a risk-adjusted basis, Adira is showing very healthy NIMs. On our small SME portfolio, the same thing applies. I think the small SMEs are just a tier above the microfinancing, some very decent names there. But there's no question in my mind that with the microfinancing being run down, our names will be affected. But I don't expect a big impact from that. On your second question, like every bank, we do face cost inflation. Ultimately, what's going to be our cost-income ratio? The more relevant answer will be, what's the degree of growth we're going to have going forward? We can continue to cost rationalize like we did in 2015 and 16. We did less of it in 2017, but it will not help unless we're able to grow. So you could see from the numbers we gave you, without microfinancing, the loan growth was not the best, but it was quite respectable under the circumstances, given that we have just re-engineered and set up the revenue engines for retail, the small SME, and commercial banking. Clearly, the key word for us going forward in the next couple of years will be growth, and we're working no expenses spent in that regard. So to answer your question, operating expenses will always grow. But what is the cost income ratio? Depends on what's the denominator. So So we're looking for revenue growth.
Is that a question?
Name
growth
and
growth.
So the second and third question relates to each other. Yeah.
I think it's roughly about 6 trillion left, right?
Yeah.
Is this, are you planning to decrease this, or is this the level that you're comfortable with?